This is day one of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. Kansas wheat harvest really got rolling over the hot, dry weekend. Combines can be seen cutting across the state from south central Kansas through the Central Corridor. Reports of harvest span as far west as Meade County and as far north as Mitchell County. However, most of these areas are just getting started. Steve Inslee at OK Co-op Grain Company in Kiowa, Kansas, reports that harvest has been quick and will be wrapped up by the end of the week in the area if the hot, dry weather continues. Test cutting began last Monday, and a few rains last week kept farmers out of the fields, but everybody in the area is running now. He estimates that his area is averaging about 25 bushels per acre, not near what anybody would like, but quality is good. Test weights are averaging 60 pounds per bushel, and protein is above average. Mike Moreland from Progressive Ag Co-op in Sumner and Harper counties reports that they received some rain on Thursday of last week, so harvest really began on Friday. He estimates that the area is about halfway done with harvest, and if it stays hot and dry, they will be wrapped up in a week to 10 days. However, they are expecting a rain overnight, which could slow things down. Acres in the area are reduced from average, so he says harvest is not going to take long. He reports that in Harper County, yields are averaging 25 bushels per acre, but in Sumner County, they are about 35 bushels per acre. He says test weights are good, averaging a little over 60 pounds, and protein is average to slightly above average. Scott Van Allen, who farms in Sumner County, reports that his harvest began on Saturday. Wheat in his area is short, with grass and weeds under the canopy. He says test weights have been good, ranging from 58 to 61 pounds, and yields so far are average, even a little better than he was expecting, averaging in the low 40s. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.